introductory discount. You won't regret trying this stuff. It is amazing. OvationHair.com.
While Russia seeks respect and relevance on the global stage, its recent activities have disregarded America's interest.
The words of Donald Trump's Secretary of State nominee Rex Tillerson at yesterday's confirmation hearing, where many were concerned he's too close to Russia. In fact, at that hearing, Tillerson said he's concerned about Russia's recent activities.
Russia today poses a danger, but it is not unpredictable in advancing its own interest.
Tillerson saying what's needed is a more honest dialogue with Russia. Meanwhile, Senate Democrat Cory Booker was urging fellow senators to oppose the nomination of Attorney General nominee Jeff Sessions.
He will be expected to defend voting rights, but his record indicates that he won't. He will be expected to defend the rights of immigrants and affirm their human dignity, but the record indicates that he won't.
It's believed the first time a senator has testified against another senator at a confirmation hearing. This is USA Radio News.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now, just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
A city that recently had no NFL teams will soon apparently have two. The San Diego Chargers are expected to announce as early as today that the team is moving from San Diego, where it's been since 1961, to Los Angeles. The Rams moved back to L.A. just before last season. The University of Arizona is credited with spotting an asteroid that's about 75 feet across and came very close to the Earth this week. Here's more from Ted Houston in Phoenix.
It made a fairly close pass by the Earth. It came within about half a lunar distance.
Since the moon is about 240,000 miles away, that means the space rock came within 120,000 miles of us. But Eric Christensen, the director of the U of A's Catalina Sky Survey, says it's not a big deal.
This was a very ordinary discovery for us. We discover hundreds of new near-Earth asteroids per year.
He says it's also no big deal that they only spotted it a couple days ahead of time. Besides, he says, it was small enough that if it entered our atmosphere, it probably would have put on a nice light show and broken up into several small meteorites, and the chances they would fall in a populated area are very small.
And officials in Palm Beach, Florida, will be allowing Donald Trump to land Marine One helicopters at his estate. The town council unanimously approving allowing helicopters to land at Mar-a-Lago at their Tuesday meeting, a decision that overturns a long-standing town ordinance that has forbid aerial aircraft operation within its jurisdiction. Powered by WesternJournalism.com, for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning. At 11:03, it is 56 sunny degrees in Flemington, and the forecast for today is a slight chance of rain, mostly cloudy with a high near 60. Tonight there's a slight chance of rain before 8 p.m., mostly cloudy with the low going down to 41. Friday will be mostly sunny with a high near 46, and it will be mostly cloudy with a low of 21 in the evening. Saturday, snow likely mainly after 1 p.m., cloudy with a high near 31. A chance of precipitation is 60%, new snow accumulation of less than 0.5%. And then for Sunday, the snow gets out of here, and it warms up to around 40 degrees with partly sunny skies.
You
played this song before.
I told you it was going to have to be a repeat.
By the way, are you comfortable with commercial right before our show, them rhyming attic with Patrick?
I really am not, but...
I guess it's close
enough. Close enough.
Do I need to be afraid that you're playing this song? Is something wrong?
We'll see.
Oh, great. All right, good morning. Welcome to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry, whose mood is yet to be determined, and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array. You were drowning me out, weren't you?
Possibly. Not a lot.
The people couldn't hear me drowning me out? We'll find out in the archives, as we always do. Always just a little pleasant surprises waiting for us in the archives.
Did I ask you to pick the music today?
I didn't say anything about the music. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, we're still putting together our schedule for concerts and speakers appearing at HCL in 2017. We'll tell you what we've got so far. The Hunterdon Central High School is showcasing an exhibit of art done by their students. And that's just one of several displays currently on display at HCL and NCB. Jennifer, let's a room for 50 cents. And is somehow surprised there is no phone, no pool, and no pets. Maker's Day, the Friends Book Sale, the HCL Outdoor Art Show are all starting to be planned. All that and more on today's Library Show. See, I just learned something, Jennifer.
What did you learn?
You can repeat words in your paragraphs as long as you have different inflections. Like when I said... where did I say it back here? Okay, that's just one of several displays, and then I didn't know what to say. So I changed my inflection. Currently being displayed at HCL-NCB. So
it kind of
sounds right.
Well, and because first you used it as a noun, then you used it as a verb.
But then I said, but if I said, that's just one of the several displays currently being displayed, it doesn't sound right.
Well, we can check the archives and see how it sounds.
I think I've nailed something here. Currently kind of ends it and starts a new sentence. I'm onto something here.
Okay, you're on something, certainly.
So good morning. Welcome to the Library Show. Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch got plenty to talk about today. We'll kick it off with, we had a concert, our first concert of the year at the Hunterdon County Library last night.
Do you want to know the reference you made?
Yes.
King of the Road.
Oh, thank you. You did know that. Yes.
I did.
I was going to ask you that.
Okay.
King of the Road by the great Roger Miller. The late great Roger Miller, unfortunately. Big fan of Roger Miller.
Speaking of, has a celebrity...
Name one other song by Roger Miller.
Oh, golly. Oh, I heard one recently, and I thought, I didn't know he did that.
He wrote a whole Broadway play, too. Did you know that?
No.
And won a Tony Award.
For what?
Big River.
Really?
Did you ever see that on Broadway?
Mm-mm. No,
it hasn't been on Broadway in a long time.
I was going to say, has it been produced in our lifetime?
Yes. It's probably in the 70s. 80s? 70s.
Keep guessing.
It's not the 60s. The 90s?
No,
he was dead in the late 80s, I think. You can't find it. It's the story of Huck Finn. And
No, I know. I was just... I was looking for to see if I could find a list of his songs, like something that...
Dang Me? England Swings?
Maybe it was England Swings. Yes, it was England Swings.
It was.
As a matter of fact.
I'm chewing gum. I'm going to
take that out. Please take that out. Speaking of going to the archives.
Yes. So, do we have any Roger Miller CDs in our collection?
I'm sure we do.
Hopefully we do. But isn't the Roger Miller show? I want to talk about David Berger.
You want to talk about
the folk
David
singer
Berger.
That was at our library last night? Did he play any Roger Miller songs?
He did not. He played a lot of his own music.
Okay, so he writes a lot of music.
He does.
Is his own music good?
It is. It's good.
Has he made a CD?
He has two CDs.
Really?
Which he was selling, and the proceeds went to the Cancer Center to help people who needed help defraying their co-pays and their cost of treatments.
Okay, very
good.
So that
was good. He won an award. He was one of his songs. He entered in a songwriting competition down in Tennessee years ago. Mm-hmm. And he came in the top 10, but his song was not picked up and recorded.
Really?
Yeah.
Has any of his songs ever been picked up by... Is it country songs, kind of like?
They're countryish, folkish, sort of a Harry Chapin, they tell a story.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Kind of thing, yeah.
Does he get a good voice?
He does, and he does a lot of sing-along, and he plays the 64-note harmonica at the same time as his guitar.
So what's holding him back from being wildly popular? What is it?
I don't know. Maybe just not putting himself out there enough. Or
maybe he doesn't want to be. Good point.
He did something. I think it was at... I don't think it was in Asbury Park. I think it was at the Garden State Arts Center or whatever it's called, PNC Bank Arts Center. Mm-hmm. And Pete Seeger was there. Mm-hmm. And it was a fundraiser for water. And he had written a song about water, about clean water. Which
the Hudson River? That's what Pete Seeger's caused.
It was... the Hudson River is mentioned and the Raritan River is mentioned in it. But Pete Seeger came up to him and said, "You have a fine tenor, young man."
As his voice?
Yes, that was that's his range.
Wow, that's a great compliment.
Yes, it really is.
So tell me about the show. Paint a picture for me, Jennifer. I was
a lot. 81 people were there.
Great crowd.
It was a very good crowd. He brings a friend, Rob. I'm not sure Rob's last name. Rob didn't used to like to say his last name because he was a local politician, I think from Franklin Township, I think. So he didn't want to really be.
Rob Walton.
No, it's not Rob Walton. People would recognize him. And he plays and he talks to the crowd. I would say 60-70% of the crowd he knows. So there's a lot of interaction. Because he's a retired high school teacher, of course. Mm-hmm. He just retired from many, many years at 107. Almost 40, I'd say.
So what originals did he perform?
He sang "This Land Is Your Land," and
Seeger.
He knows Arlo Guthrie.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah. He knows there's like an extra verse that Arlo Guthrie won, that Arlo Guthrie had written, and he would have gotten an award for it if he would remove the last verse. And it's about welfare and not having enough money. It was written in the 30s. And Dave has a connection to Arlo Guthrie, whether his grandmother babysat for... He didn't tell the story last night, but he has told it in the past. He has a connection to everybody.
Many brushes with greatness.
Yeah, he has a lot of connections to a lot of...
Interesting.
A lot of people.
So that's David Berger. Does he have a webpage people can check out if they want to see him perform?
He doesn't. I know at the Senior Center he does a guitar kind of jam on Fridays. He mentioned that in passing, so we have to find out more information about that.
But that's not open to the public.
Well, if you're a senior, I'm sure it would be.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, he plays around. And a man came up, I put the card in your basket, and said he does a similar sort of show. Did you get it?
Yes, I'll have to check it out.
And he has a website, and you know. So that's how we get some other performers, is if you're at the show and you say, hey, I perform.
Yes, and we also listen to all our patrons that have always some wonderful suggestions that I always try to listen to.
Yes.
Okay, we have a couple programs today, Jennifer. At the Hunterdon County Library, we have our first movie in the On the Big Screen movie series. We'll be showing Mr. Church at the Hunterdon County Library tonight at 6 p.m., Mr. Church tells the story of a unique friendship that develops when a little girl and her dying mother retain the services of a talented cook, who I believe is played by Eddie Murphy. What begins as a six-month arrangement instead spans into 15 years and creates a family bond that lasts forever. So it's Mr. Church, rated PG-13, tonight, Hunterdon County Library Meeting Room. That's starting at 6 p.m. You're welcome to bring snacks and your favorite non-alcoholic beverage. The movie series is sponsored by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library.
And if you can't get to the headquarters library tonight, it will be reshown tomorrow afternoon at 2 p.m. at the North County branch.
And if you have or know a juvenile that is running may be running afoul with the law. We'll stop by the North County Branch Library tonight, 7 p.m. We have a program titled Understanding Juvenile Incarceration and Seeking Alternatives with Dr. Victoria Wythe. This shows you what the variety of programming we have. Jennifer, a great example at the Hunterdon County Library. Dr. Victoria Wythe, the author of How Sit Up, she discusses the child-adolescent development and those factors that put an adolescent at risk for incarceration as well as alternative interventions. Now, Jennifer, I firmly believe this is one of the main problems in our country.
What's that?
Is our parenting.
Well, and I was going to say we have a companion program to tonight's program.
We do.
On Tuesday evening.
Okay, tell us about it in a minute. But yeah. I believe we're just not doing a good enough job parenting these days.
Okay. Did you do a good enough job parenting?
I did passable. I mean, none of my kids are going to be criminals. Well, two of the three will never be criminals. One may be locked up for protesting a little too vehemently. But that, I don't know, that could happen, but... No, they're all respectful of, you know, women, and all are non-biased. I think that's very important, but I don't think a lot of parents hold those values to be very important. Am I going down a path I shouldn't be going down?
I don't know if you're going down a path you shouldn't be going, but you're going down a really odd path.
But that's what I think. I don't think people are being raised to with the proper values. Either parents that... should never have been parents, but which sometimes parenting is forced on you, unfortunately. But there's got to be a way. My solution is to have some way to assist parents in raising kids if they need it.
Well, you've given me the perfect segue.
Okay. What would that be, John?
Because Tuesday night, we're going to welcome Kamari Gafoor Davis, who has created a game, Family Values, the game that gets families talking, making parenting fun. This game is going to help parents... and who are struggling to communicate with their children and need ways to engage their children, especially their teens. She's the author of a book, Real Teen, 10 Parenting Strategies to Raise Confident, Successful Children. She's going to talk about the game, show you how to play it, and give you some pointers.
That sounds good. That's next Tuesday?
At 7 p.m. at the Headquarters Library. And it is 11:15 by the official clock.
Hey, by the way, you got to keep telling me what time it is, because my clock on my computer, which computer clocks are never supposed to be wrong, says 11:33.
Yeah. Great. Well, no, it's 11:17, so we'll go to our first commercial break and be back with Today in History.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. Building business. One business at a time.
Back to the Library Show. I'm Jim Thatch. I'm joined by Jennifer Winberry. It's time for Today in History. Today is January 12th, 2017. The way the game goes is I'm going to ask Jennifer some questions about events that have happened on this date in years past. And also ask her, give her a couple names about of people who were born on this date and see if she knows who they are. Just by hearing their name, I think she'll get 2 out of 3. I only have 3. And I only have 3 events, too, Jennifer. January 12th, obviously not a very thrilling day. Retrospectively in the course of history. In my opinion, that is. In other people's opinions, it might be. Keep talking until I get her attention.
Here we go.
January 12th, 1915, Jennifer. The U.S. House of Representatives rejects a proposal to do what? 1915. U.S. House of Representatives. They reject a proposal for what? This would have ticked you off, Jennifer. This would have made you angry.
Well, I don't know.
Give the women the right to vote.
Oh.
1915.
Oddly enough, until you said that would have ticked me off. That was my guess.
Oh. That doesn't tick you off? You don't like voting?
No, I do, but until you said, I just wouldn't have thought that, I don't know, I wouldn't have.
What happened on this date? On January 12th, 1969, and is considered still to be one of the greatest upsets in sports history.
Football?
Yes. The New York Jets defeat the Baltimore Colts and win Super Bowl III. Famous game where Joe Namath guaranteed a victory. The Colts were heavily, heavily favored.
It's really early for a Super Bowl.
With John Unitas. It was the third Super Bowl, Jennifer. 1969. Finally, 2004, January 12th, the world's largest ocean liner makes its maiden voyage. My question to you is, what's the name of the world's largest ocean liner? What did your father go across the sea on?
He went on Queen Mary. Queen Elizabeth II?
Oh, combine those two.
Queen Mary II.
The Queen Mary II is the largest.
That's what he came on. I didn't realize it was a large. I don't know if he knew.
The largest ocean liner. Oh, yeah. He was on Queen Mary II?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Is the Queen Mary I still around?
I don't know.
Okay, born on this date, Jennifer, in 1876, Jack London.
He's an author. He wrote The Incredible. No.
The Incredible Mr. Limpet, were you going
to
say?
No. I was going to say The Incredible Journey, but that's not right. Complete blank.
Call of the Wild.
Call of the Wild.
And White Fang, two famous books. Jack London, born on this date. In 1876, in 1918, the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi was born on this date. The Maharishi, why is that so funny?
Because Brian was just talking about Maharishis and Maharajas first thing this morning.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Why?
Never mind.
Did you have a dream about him?
No.
Come on, I'm intrigued now.
Yeah, well, it's
not.
Can't believe it's that. It's not polite conversation.
No, this was pillow talk? Is that why we can't say it on the air? Maharishi Mahesh Yogi. Kara would know who it is.
Hare Krishna founder? No, I don't know.
No, he was a guru, an educator, most famously for teaching the Beatles how to meditate. The Beatles, when they went...
That's where I was going with the Hare Krishna.
When the Beatles went to India, that's who they went to. They went to his ashram, Jennifer.
Okay, but that's where I was going with like the Hare Krishna
John
song.
Lennon decided that he was a phony. Because he was hitting on all the girls, and they took off. And that was the end of that.
I see.
And George Harrison, obviously, famously, took a lot of his teachings to heart and was very...
I should have been more specific.
Eastern influence for the rest of his life. 1930, finally, Tim Horton was born. This is all I can get.
The coffee guy from Canada?
Yes. What else was he famous for?
That's all I know.
He used to be a Canadian hockey player.
Oh, is he?
Famous pro hockey player that founded Tim Hortons, which I believe there's one in Somerville.
Is there?
right off the circle in Somerville. It's like a donut shop, right? Or am I mistaken?
Yeah, no, it's like a
cross. Or is it a full restaurant?
No, I think it's a cross between like Dunkin' Donuts and Starbucks.
Oh, okay.
Like a Panera.
Yeah, there's one in Somerville. I don't know how it's doing or not, but maybe we'll get one in good old Flemington one of these days. And then they'll join the Chamber of Commerce. Speaking of the Chamber of Commerce, I'm on the committee that's planning the community, Jennifer. Not too early to say the community day this year will be Saturday, June 3rd.
That's correct.
From 11 to 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And I already have booked for them. They don't know this yet. I've got to save the next meeting, so it's a surprise. This is breaking news. Marshall's Dixieland Band will be performing at the entrance, like in that little gazebo.
Are you paying them scale?
And they will, you know, welcome people that come.
Nice.
Good, like, Dixieland music as you're coming into. I think that sets the table.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was a great idea.
It was.
So that's today in history. What do you got for me over there?
What do I got for you? Not a lot. It's the second. It is the second Thursday of the month, and you know what that means?
No.
That means the Library Reads list came out. These are the top 10 books.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Every second Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
For how long? 20 years?
This is the fourth year, maybe? Third, okay. Fourth year?
No, I was never...
These are the top 10 books that are going to be published. They're actually going to this month, that librarians across the country love. They're actually going to be published in February.
How many have you read?
5 of the 10. So the top book this month is I See You by Claire McIntosh. It's set in London. Zoe Walker sees her picture in a personal ad for a dating website. At first, she thinks there must be a mistake, but she soon learns that other women whose pictures have appeared in these ads have been subjected to violent crimes. Zoe contacts the police. PC Kelly Smith, a disgraced former detective, works to find the mastermind behind the website and redeem herself.
Why was he disgraced?
She.
Why was she disgraced? The detective was disgraced.
She made a bad error in judgment.
You don't want to give anything away.
No. As each day passes, Zoe becomes more and more paranoid and suspicious of everyone she meets. It's told from three different points of view. And what is not mentioned in this review is that you think, okay, it's all done, you know what happened, and there's still three pages left in the book, and you go, mm-hmm. Okay, and you turn it, and then you're like, wow.
So you're giving this one a thumbs up.
I am. The second book on the list is Norse Mythology, written by Neil Gaiman, who does a lot of graphic novels. But the book on the list that I want to call to everyone's attention is A Piece of the World by Christina Baker Klein, and it's being published by William
Orphan
Morrow.
Train.
The Orphan Train Lady. And this book is especially dear to me because when we had Christina Baker Klein at the Hunterdon County Library, you remember?
Mm-hmm.
And she's there, and she says, I have an idea floating around for a book. What do you guys think? And she told us about her idea, and we all said, yeah.
And this was it?
This was it, and as she was telling it, it's about Andrew Wyeth. My husband Brian was at the show, and he went downstairs at the talk. He ran downstairs and pulled his biography of Wyeth off the shelf.
Christina's World?
Yes, and brought it back upstairs to her, and she loved this book. The next day, she sends me her Amazon receipt. She bought this book because it was, like, so perfect for her research, and she was so excited by it. So I'm really excited.
So you and Brian had a little help with this book. Did you get thanked in the acknowledgments?
The acknowledgments weren't in the review copy. So I seriously doubt she remembers.
So what about Andrew Wyeth?
But Andrew Wyeth's painting Christina's World would immortalize a young woman. It is.
Okay.
This is the story of Christina and her life after almost dying of an undiagnosed illness, which is probably polio, as a child. Her legs are twisted, making her stumble as she walks. As she ages, the effects of this disease get much worse, leaving her with a shrinking world. The book immerses the reader in the life of her farm and into the heart of a young woman. And what happens is there's a young neighbor who had left and she came back. And as she comes back with Andrew Wyeth, who eventually becomes her husband. The young woman's husband, not Christina. And Andrew Wyeth just becomes... not quite obsessed, but Christina becomes his muse, and he paints from her farmhouse and sees things.
Is that true?
It's based on true events and true documentation.
What was Christina? What was Christina's illness? Did she have one?
It was probably polio.
Andrew Wyeth doesn't know what his neighbor's affliction was?
It probably...
Isn't there facts? Does he know?
No, it probably wasn't diagnosed as polio, oh, okay. But because it was early 20th century.
Well, they thought FDR had polio, and they're finding out now that he didn't have polio. He had something else.
Oh, did he? I didn't know that. All right. Well, it's a polio. If this was not polio, it was a polio-like disease. And toward the end of the book, she's, like, hitching along on her elbows and everything. But it's an imagined...
This can't end well.
No, it sort of did. I'll try and find the thing I wrote about it. And the other one on this list that I really like is The Chilbury Ladies Choir by Jennifer Ryan. And it's told through diary entries and letters at a small British town during World War II. And it's just told with the women who were left behind. And during World War II, almost every British family was touched with a son or a husband or a cousin who died. And the vicar says no more choirs because we have no more bass voices. The men are gone, and the women decide to carry on with the choir. And it just tells the story of five different women it goes through the Dunkirk rescue, where they sent all the boats up the English Channel to rescue people. And there's another World War II book on the list. We Were the Lucky Ones, when Georgia Hunter learns that she is a descendant of a large family of Holocaust survivors. She knows that she is destined to be the recorder of their story. The results is years of research to gather as much detail about her relatives as she can. That's a memoir. That's not a novel. So check this list out. There will be a link to it on our Facebook page sooner than later.
Great. And is it available on our webpage?
No, it'll just be on our
Facebook. It's on Facebook, and you can pick up a copy at the library?
Mm-hmm, yes.
At the reference desk or in the lobby?
No, usually upstairs at the top of the stairs in reference. When you get to the top of the stairs of the second floor, there's a spinner that has all kinds of bibliographies on there.
Gotcha. Thank you, Jennifer.
You're welcome.
Let me give you another quick look at our weather. I still have it up here. I do, Jennifer. It's just taking a while to load because my computer somehow is the only computer in the world that has the incorrect time on it.
Nice.
All right, today expect partly cloudy skies and 62 degrees. I mean, that's wonderful for today, but in the long run, temperatures should not be swinging this wildly in the winter, Jennifer.
No.
Around 9 degrees on what, Tuesday? Monday? What was it? When was it? Not even 10
Monday,
degrees.
Monday night it was very cold.
So 50 degree swing in 2 days. That can't be healthy for the planet.
No.
But let's not go down that road. 62 degrees today. Tomorrow expect clear skies and 44 degrees your weekend. Snow showers possible Saturday afternoon into Saturday evening. Less than an inch expected. And then we warm up again for Sunday going into next week. 43 degrees and partly cloudy on Sunday. And temperatures in the mid to upper 40s and mid and lower 50s. Is the early forecast for next week. So winter, not really baring its teeth quite yet, Jennifer.
It's fine with
me. I'm glad to say.
Yes.
So we have about, I have no clock here, so about a half hour left before Jim Gannot comes in at 12 noon with his show, Taking Care of Business. We've got plenty more to talk about on the library show. The new HCL newsletter is out, The Scoop, the bi-monthly newsletter. Kind of gives you a... kind of what's your appetite about what's coming up at the Hunterdon County Library for the next 2 months, including all of our programs at HCL and NCB, the book groups and what they'll be reading for the next 2 months, youth services story time hours, including Pause to Read. E-reading for kids is featured this time. A little side note, HCL will be closed this Monday. January 16th in honor of Martin Luther King Jr. What else? We also have exhibits. I mentioned that the 100th Central High School art students have a show. This is an annual show. They've been doing it every year for at least the past 20 years at the 100th County Library. They get to show their work in public. A lot of great work. I highly recommend seeing it. Come in twice this month because the first half of the month and the second half of the month will have different students' work. That's so much work they have to show, Jennifer. So that's currently on display at the 100th County Library. At the North County Branch Library, the current display, in the display cases, is an exhibit called The Meanings of Home. This extensive, inspiring exhibit was created at ArtSpace by the artists of Homefront. This Ewing nonprofit facility seeks to end family homelessness by providing clients with one-step assistance and education that enable them to gain the skills they need for independent living. The display includes a vast array of paintings, writings, models, statues, multimedia pieces by children, students, and ArtSpace clients of all ages who share their feelings and visions of the home they aspire to earn through determination, perseverance, and hard work. This sounds really good, actually. I might have to go check that out. Have you seen it?
The art show or yeah. The art room?
The art show of North County Branch Library.
I have not yet. No, I'm going to go up and see it.
In February at the North County Branch Library, they have a couple of displays. My Favorite Memories by artist Phyllis Kaplan. She paints personality and joy into her depictions of pets, gardens, grandchildren, and even her own interpretation of other famous paintings. In the display cases, there will be sculptures in stone and wood by Bloomsbury carver and turner Hal Murray. He allows the natural patterns, colors, and even flaws in natural materials to inspire meaning and inspiration in his beautiful bowls, statues, and other creations. And then finally, need an easier way to read, Jennifer? We can help. The Hunterdon County Library has a new no-cost service available to county residents. How is this an exhibit?
What?
I have this under exhibits.
I don't know.
I must have missed... But I got to finish it now,
Jennifer. Thank you for bringing it, because I'm intrigued.
We have partnered with the New Jersey State Library Talking Book and Braille Center.
Yeah, I don't know why that's under exhibits.
To serve residents whose ability to read may be affected by a physical impairment, a reading disability, or a vision impairment. Anyone who cannot read standard print, Jennifer, or who cannot hold the book or turn the pages of a book may be eligible for the services of the Outspoken Library. If you are interested in these services, contact the reference department at the library at 908-788-1434 for more information about eligibility and to obtain an application. Jennifer, is this on our webpage?
It is, yes, under services.
So everything Jennifer and I talk about on the library show is available to view on our webpage, which is www.hclibrary.us. So this sounds like a great thing, the Outspoken Library.
Yes.
Another great service that the Hunterdon County Library provides.
Yes, and this is in conjunction with the State Library and the Talking Book Center and Braille Center. And tax forms are starting to come in. Oh. They've not been put out yet.
Think about taxes.
But as soon as we have the 1040s forms and we have the 1040 Easy booklets, but as soon as we get the matching sets, they'll be out on the upper level. And please remember, we have not had state tax forms for decades.
Why don't we have that?
State tax forms?
Yeah. What's the reason?
The reasoning that was given, and I'm going back maybe 15 years, we stopped getting them, is it became prohibitively expensive because we would have tax preparers, not just us, but in post offices and other public places. Tax preparers would come in and take huge handfuls of these state tax booklets.
Yeah, makes sense.
So, but we can help you print them off the internet. We can make copies for you. We can do all kinds of
things.
Who
does your taxes?
Me.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
I'm a simple person.
I used to do them, but it got a little complicated for me.
Lucky you.
I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed.
Lucky you. I have a feeling...
Lucky me?
Well, if your taxes got... I have a feeling if someone else did my taxes, I could probably get a little bit more money back. But then you have to weigh it with how much it's going to cost.
I have a friend that does my taxes. I have a friend that does just about everything for me. I'm so lazy.
You have a lot of friends who do a lot of things for you, Jim.
It's very true. I'm very blessed in that way. All right, we have some other programs coming up in January. Do we need to go to another commercial? Let's do the next commercial now.
It's Jennifer. 5 minutes early, and then it screws it screws up the recording. How about before we go to the programs, I can talk about some DVDs coming out?
Let's do that.
And I can tell you I saw a movie on Monday.
Oh, I thought you told me that.
You said we were going to talk about it today.
Oh, what movie was it again?
I saw Fences.
Oh, that's right.
With Denzel Washington and Viola Davis.
Well, just give us your review.
She actually won the Best Supporting Actress for...
For the Golden Globes?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
For it.
Did she deserve it?
She did. And Denzel Washington did not win Best Actor or Best Producer. He directed it.
But he should have?
I think so, because there was so much dialogue in it. It's a play by August Wilson. And the beginning of it was staged like it was a play. You felt like you were watching a play. And the amount of dialogue that Denzel Washington had to learn was just incredible. It's set in 1955, 56 in Pittsburgh.
Oh, that's right. That sounds like an interesting period piece.
It really was. And there were...
I bet my in-laws would like that movie.
You think?
There was with Pittsburgh in that era.
There was one part in it where he made an announcement to his wife, and there were four older women behind me, and they kind of went, and it was a surprising announcement, but I was a little bit concerned that they were going to go get him after he made the announcement.
Okay, I guess it's a spoiler.
It is, okay. But because I was startled.
Did your husband like it?
He did. He did.
What movie theater did you go to?
We ended up going to Neshaminy Mall because they had it at 1 o'clock.
Wow. That's a hike.
Yeah.
I guess it's not that far.
It's not that. It's just a little over an hour. Like, we go down 32 into Morrisville and then out Route 1.
To the Neshaminy Mall?
Yeah.
Jennifer. 95.
No, it takes, you know, I find
it's... Route 1, and then right before you get on the turnpike, it's right
there.
No,
I know where it is. Because we get on Route 1 in Morrisville. I don't know. I find 32 faster than 95. Because you don't have to go all the way down 31 to 95 or 29 to 95.
I guarantee it's less than an hour going the other way.
Well, this is a pretty ride. But okay. Anyway, well, but we went there.
Another reason to do it.
We went there.
That's all you had to say.
And it was at the Market Fair, but I think the first movie was... The first one was like 10 o'clock in the morning.
Are there any ridiculous. Other movies out there that you're itching to see?
I still want to see Manchester by the Sea, and it's not as being played as widely, but maybe since Casey Affleck won the Golden Globe.
Well, it seems like it was a lot of hype, and then once it was out, I don't hear people talking about it.
I know, but maybe they'll start talking about it now that they won the Golden Globe a little bit more. I don't know.
I have a feeling it was overhyped. That's my guess.
Quite possibly. But...
I have a feeling it's long and rambling. I'm just judging. Just judging it.
Just judging
without knowing anything whatsoever.
Well, we have some new movies in...
I think it's time for the commercials.
Not yet. You have 3 minutes. I'm going to tell you about the movies
All
we have
All that
in.
We just talked about only took 2 minutes?
Yep.
I think you were lying about 5 minutes.
No. No, it was 11:37 before. We have
that's 8 minutes.
11 Minutes, which is a Polish film, Coming Through the Rye, Disorder, a French film, Florence Foster Jenkins.
Can I get some movies that I've heard of, please?
Florence Foster Jenkins?
No.
The Magnificent Seven, the remake of the remake.
Okay, we're getting that in our DVD collection?
Yes.
Starting when?
They should have been arriving.
Okay, so anyone listening that are interested in borrowing any of these movies, you can put them on hold right now.
Correct. You go to.
And how can you do that, Jennifer?
You go to our online catalog, ipac.hclibrary.us, do the search, log into your account with your library card number and your 4-digit PIN, and put place a hold. I'm willing to bet, though, that Magnificent Seven and Sully both have pretty large hold lists.
Right, but just go ahead and put it
in. And we do have multiple copies of it. So.
Yes, but put it in your hold now, and just before you know it, it'll be available for you.
Correct. We have some new...
So Sully was another one.
Sully was another one. Suicide Squad. We got a copy of The Sun Also Rises from 1957. We have the Pink Panther, Return of the Pink Panther from 1975. We have some new spinning movies, like The Exorcist. And we have Sweeney Todd from 1982, That's listed under nonfiction. I think that's in the wrong spot. And Sweeney Todd is
the Demon Barber of Fleet Street?
Yes, and according to Will Magaglio, the music director at 100 and Central
They're
High School,
that play.
They are.
They're putting on Sweeney Todd.
That's what he told me in December. And
are
I,
they out of their minds?
I asked him the same question. So we'll see if when the spring musical season is announced, if that's still the case.
We found out that the Playhouse up in Weston, Vermont, is one of the shows they're putting on this year. It's The Music Man. And so that was enough for us to stay a week in Vermont.
So when are you going to Vermont?
It's in August.
And ditching me.
I got to actually figure out the summer concerts around this. We got to talk about that.
Oh, I'm not being responsible for
that. Oh, no, I got to do where I'll be there. I want you to talk about availability of meeting room space.
Oh, we can work that out. But you know what? We had Dan Butt, who came and did our concert, a Dixieland band concert. He wants to do a Dixieland / swing concert outside. Like half of it will be Dixieland, and then the second half would be swing.
Do
with
you
the
think
same
we should
band.
Add another one?
Add another one or one of them, or change it up a little bit. Yeah, I think we should.
All right. We'll discuss it maybe at today's PR meeting.
Okay. Now it is 11:45, and now you can have the commercials you've been so anxious for, Jim Thatch. We'll be right back.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Welcome back to the library show. You're not. I know you're in the middle of a sentence, but we're out of commercial.
So your producer's instincts just kicked in there, didn't they?
They did.
All right, Jennifer, we have, I don't know how much time we have left, but
we have 10 minutes.
What do we need to talk about? Address. You don't have any trivia for me, do you?
I don't. I'm sorry. It's been a very busy week.
Oh, we have some other programs coming
up. I was going to say, talk about the big events coming up that you mentioned at the beginning of the show.
Yes, well, we have Maker's Day that we are starting to plan, which is, if you don't know what Maker's Day is, we have a day at the North County Branch Library and the South County Branch Library. It's going to be in March. Do you know the exact date, Jennifer?
March 25th.
March 25th, where we have, it's a great family event. We have demonstrators from all different hobbies and projects come in and demonstrate what they do and have you kind of learn what these hobbies are. Jennifer, give me some examples. Legos.
We have Legos.
Robotics.
Robots. We had spinners, like yarn spinning and knitting, circuitry.
Great way to learn a new hobby. And they'll demonstrate and you maybe meet some new people. And
oh, the egg blowing.
Light interest.
The egg coloring.
Yeah,
the
Kasansky
eggs.
just many different things. It's a great day. So we'll have more information on our webpage as soon as we get it. We're just booking the demonstrators as we speak.
And if you have a skill or craft that you would like to demonstrate,
you could be a demonstrator yourself. Yes, if you if they do, Jennifer, what would they need to do?
I would say contact you or me, and then we'll pass it along.
And how do they contact us?
At jthatch@hclibrary.us or jwinberry@hclibrary.us or jtandthebookworm@gmail.com.
Great, thank you, Jennifer.
You're welcome.
Maker's Day is one thing. Also, the outdoor art show and sale will be coming again. That will be in June, Jennifer. Since I'm going to guess the date's going to be, we're discussing it today at the PR meeting, but I'm going to suggest that the date be June 10th, the week after Community Day, because then we can use Community Day to promote it.
That's true.
Or June 17th, but I think June 10th.
You want to just check when high school graduations are and make sure you
don't. The 17th will be too close.
Except North Huntington graduates early, so yeah. I think the 10th is probably right in between the two.
There's going to be something going on there.
No, but I think the 10th is right in between the two, so that will
be good. So you can't graduate high school and appreciate art?
No. Well, you don't want to end up...
They're mutually exclusive.
You don't want to end up where everybody has a lot of parties and things.
Gotcha. Because the outdoor art show and sale itself is a party. We have live music, all a plethora of local artists show their work on snow fences on the lawn of the Huntington County Library. It's a great day just to bring a blanket or chair and hang out under our grove of trees, meet some local artists, maybe buy a painting or two, listen to some good music. We may or may not have food this year. That's going to be decided. I would like to.
How about the ice cream truck again?
If you are an artist and you want to enter, information will be out shortly on how to do that. We have very valuable prizes for winners in several categories. So that's the outdoor insurance. So the book sale, the Friends... Annual Friends of the Huntington County Library book sale will be scheduled for the beginning of May? End of May, beginning of...
I think it's the end of April, beginning of...
Traditionally.
Yes, it's... if I had a calendar in front of me, which I don't. I think it starts April 30th and May. I think
usually
May 1st
the last weekend in April.
Yeah, but I think it straddles the 2 months this year.
So that's a great place. It's a huge book sale, one of the biggest book sales maybe on the East Coast. From what I understand, it will be held at the fairgrounds, the South County Branch Fairgrounds. So we'll give you more information about that. Those are our big pre-summer events. Is that correct, Jennifer? Am I missing any tent poles before the summer?
I don't think so.
And of course, we have all our other programs and speakers that mix in and out throughout that, Jennifer.
And what are
some children's programs? Let me touch up January here. How much time do we have?
6 minutes.
Well, time really goes slow on your computer. You sure that's correct time?
Mm-hmm. No, I was going to ask, what are some of the programs in the meantime?
Next Thursday, January 19th, there's a program about alternative non-toxic cancer treatments that work and that you don't know about. Why don't you know about them, Jennifer?
Because the doctors don't want you to know.
Why?
Because
they want to treat you for cancer.
I don't know. I never understood that. Like, if they knew something,
I hope that's not the case.
If they knew something, like all those books, what your doctors don't want you to know. Why don't they want you to know?
I don't know, Jennifer. Because it's a big business in treating cancer. That's a lot.
I know,
of money
but
is made treating cancer.
But if you could make somebody
we're
better,
a lot of very
I know
their statements.
I don't. You know what? Because
statements.
Well,
Dr. Derek Roger, Jennifer, is going to tell us what these treatments are.
I have a question. What does ND stand for?
Notre Dame? Not a doctor?
Well, those are the postnominal letters. And I'm curious if it's a typo or what.
I don't know.
What ND stands for.
Why don't you look it up?
I'll look it up.
On your computer.
I'll look it up.
So this is next Thursday. If you want to, if you have cancer, know someone that has cancer, or just want... But know about cancer treatments that you don't know about, stop by the North County Branch Library next Thursday, January 19th at 7 p.m. Once again, all the programs that I'm mentioning here are available to view on our webpage. Just go to hclibrary.us and click on the events calendar in the bottom right corner of our homepage, and all the flyers just pop right up for you.
It's Dr.
A
14-year
study conducted by oncologists on all adult cancers, male and female.
I'm sorry.
It was published
in
the Journal of
sound?
Clinical Oncology
sound,
in December 2.
He's I'm looking at his website, Dr. Rogers'
Thank
website.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Sorry, I didn't
realize
it's
549 to...
It's still playing, Jennifer.
How can it still be playing? It's muted.
Saturday, January 21st, the Winter Concert Series at the North County Branch continues. At 2 p.m. Saturday, January 21st, European Romantic Era Composers, as performed by violinist David Podels. He's performed at the North County Branch Library several times. He's a world-renowned violinist. You wouldn't regret going. That's all I have to say. Jennifer, Saturday, January 21st, at 2 p.m., Tuesday, January 24th, at 7 p.m., also at the North County Branch Library. The NCB Garden Club has their next meeting. They'll be talking about making more plants, teach you how to start your own seedlings, cloning cuttings, and utilizing the plantlets found within bulbs. Planting, pinching, transplanting, and hardening off are also discussed. Master Gardener Dot Green of the Rutgers Master Gardener speakers will be on hand. It's drop-in, Jennifer, so feel free to come on by. Once again, Tuesday, January 24th, 7 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. And finally, one more North County Branch Library to tell you about in January. Thursday, January 26th at 7 p.m. Women and Wealth 2017 with Roz Billups, who's a financial advisor with Morgan Stanley Wealth Management. She'll discuss questions such as, how do you and your family enjoy spending your time? Where do you see yourself in 5 to 10 years? What are the 5 things you most value in life? What goals do you have for your life? What does it mean for you to be wealthy? And what's the best way to build your wealth? Why is this strictly just women, Jennifer?
I don't know.
So once again, women and wealth. Okay, women are often the money, schedule, and wellness managers of the household, Jennifer. That's why. These roles create a variety of financial demands, and women's relative longevity means understanding wealth planning is vital even though they haven't played this role before. Come learn how to develop a wealth strategy that meets your true needs. So once again, Women in Wealth 2017 at the North County Branch Library, Thursday, January 26th at 7 p.m.
I know I don't have to ask you who manages the wealth in your house.
We divide it. She got her bills. I have my bills.
Really?
Yes. It's divided.
You
every
don't
month
have
there's no crossover. Well, things come up. We pick. You got to pay. I had to just clean the furnace recently. She had to, I don't know.
Interesting.
Buy shoes. I'm just kidding.
That sounds like there's a story there.
I couldn't resist.
Sounds like there's a story there.
I'm just kidding.
And I know.
I'm just kidding because I know she never listens to this show.
Yeah, today will be the day. Your dish is going to be out back with Ollie's. I saw you talking to Jack McDade yesterday.
Yes, you were talking to him, too.
I was, too. I interrupted. But that must mean it's almost time for his show at the library.
It is. But aren't we out of time with this
show? We have 1 minute to talk about him really fast.
Hey, Jack McDade, Variety at the Library, 8.
8, can you imagine? 8
will
years.
Be February 8th. At the Huntington County Library. Jack is a very popular singer and comedian. So if you've never heard him perform, it is quite the variety show. Also, Rick and Melissa Charwin, and I believe Nancy and Jamie DeJesus will be there as well.
I see AJ on the...
And AJ.
It's gonna be, how are we going to get all that in 2 hours?
That's quite the variety show, yes.
It sure is. All right, well, now it is 11:58, so thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, go online, or stop in. Your library is always there for you. Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. He has a deep knowledge about the many challenges we face around the world today.
That's former Georgia Senator Sam Nunn. As senators consider President-elect Donald Trump's nomination of retired Marine General James Mattis for Secretary of Defense, former Secretary of Defense himself, Bill Cohen, saying of Mattis at the confirmation hearing,
"We've seen the history of Jim Mattis in terms of being a warrior, a brave heart on the battlefield. He is a man of thought as well as action."
Other Trump nominees seeing their confirmation hearings open today, Mike Pompeo, who's up for CIA chief, and HUD Secretary nominee Ben Carson.
"Talk to the American government and put pressure on them to negotiate our release."
That's American Kevin King being held hostage along with an Australian colleague by the Taliban in Afghanistan, the two seen in a video the Taliban says was made on New Year's Day.